Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Gabe Kaplan reaction coming up next from Twitter. He's actually speaking right now, Ike, live.
All right.
We should check in live,
Howard,
just to see what he's saying.
You need Howard to call in to get a call-in question.
Would you be surprised if Howard's head poked up and asked
Howard
the question?
Eskin from 94 WIP Philadelphia. And Gabe would be like, what?
The first reaction on Twitter, and we're going to play some of the best reactions, but the first one, it was a picture with Gabe in the bikini with the coconut oil.
The banana hammock.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to give a special shout-out to Scott and Bob from Doylestown. They're both firefighters, and they're here as a part, and we give away studio sit-ins, Ike, for people to use for fundraisers for their charity and what have you. And the Furco String Band had a fundraiser, so
awesome.
So Scott and Bob, thanks for bidding and thanks for coming in here. They're enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been good having them in here.
It's been awesome. Thank you guys. For even, you know, obviously for what you do as public servants, as firefighters, but then, you know, you thought enough of this show to want to come in and torture yourself by sitting here listening to Marks and I.
Yes.
Yell at each other.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of yelling goes on here. I don't know how much it's from me.
Right. Oh, no, believe me. You get your hey Fritz. I love when Johnny tries to play as if he's the calm, cool, and collective guy.
I am.
You do more yelling than anybody.
Oh, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, well, here's the difference between me. I just talk loud in general. So I'm not going to come on here.
There's no doubt I'm loud and I yell.
Yeah,
you don't have a breaking point, though. Like, John has a breaking point where he starts going into Jim Nance voice.
Right.
You can keep it going for all 4 hours.
When I go into Nance voice, that's pretty much when you've reached your boiling point. That's where I go into the exact opposite, where I have to go into Nance mode.
Except when
When
you snap on a collar, though. Every once in a while, you'll go off.
Well, Tom from Abington's still on hold, so we'll see how long he's willing to hold, Ike.
I didn't even know.
I warned him an hour and 45 minutes ago I wasn't doing it.
You did.
Maybe we'll have to get him in.
But he knows what day this is, and he's a part of the community, and he's not giving up.
All right, let's get to it. Gabe Kapler, the tweet was the following, Ike. It's official! ! Please join us in welcoming our new manager, Gabe Kapler. And here it is via what happened on Twitter.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's official. Please join me in welcoming our new manager, Gabe Kapler.
At San Francisco Giants. No one f***ing asked for this. At Sof Murad.
Huh. Well, I mean, See, here's the thing about what's going on in San Francisco. You have a lot of people that are mad about... There were allegations from when he was with the Dodgers organization about how there was a reported sexual assault,
right,
and Gabe didn't necessarily do what he should have done with it. He tried to speak to the people involved, which were minor league Dodgers players, and the girl who alleged it, he says he didn't know the particulars of it. He tried to talk to the girls and their grandmother. So there's a lot of people. Right away, when he was even discussed as a candidate, there was articles out there saying you can't hire this guy. So there are some people mad about that. And there's other people that are mad because Gabe Kaplan didn't have a lot of success here, Ike.
Yeah, listen, that whole Dodgers-San Francisco thing is real, that rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
So you get San Francisco fans that feel like they may have a coach or manager coming in here that has ties to the Dodgers. They may certainly not be. You throw that on top of the stuff that happened when he was with the Dodgers.
Bringing in a cowboy.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's kind of what that is to those fans. And then you add in the lack of success, even though in his 2 years here, the team improved, even though it was marginally, the team improved, right? It wasn't as if he left the team in a worse situation than it was when he came.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Right, I mean,
it didn't become toxic or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of just like guys were like, yeah, all right.
Well,
we like you, Gabe.
Listening to us, we just got tired of positive Gabe.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Makes me wonder if this is the Adam Gase hire of MLB. Ken Simon says,
huh?
I don't know. What does that mean?
A terrible hire?
Oh,
Well, the Giants aren't good enough to really compete, right? No, they're. I mean, I think it's a hire because he's looked at as a developmental manager. I don't know why they think that, but he brings along the young guys. He's positive, right. Creates a positive atmosphere, and as these young guys get to the big leagues and come up, they hope that they grow under Gabe Kapler.
40-plus years of fandom. Say goodbye. This is the absolute worst hire from every perspective at Mully Mall.
All right, give me another one, Jack.
Not quite ready to cancel my season tickets, but it's the first time since the park opened that I had that thought. At Left Coast Babe.
Wow. Left Coast Babe.
This is the worst thing you could have ever done to me. At LB37. Literally, every Giants fan, no. Farhan, give me Kapler. At Rock Climber Ad.
Rock Climber. All right.
48 years of being a Giants fan, and I'm done. I refuse to root for a team that hires a person like him. He was a terrible manager and a worse person. There's going to be more seagulls than fans next year. Good riddance. At Texamar Support.
Man, these people are more angry than we were after he was the manager here. He didn't even manage a game yet, Ike.
Well, we didn't have anything to really reference from a managerial standpoint. They do.
Well, I'm saying post when he was done being here, people didn't like him, but they were like just, you know, they're kicking him out the door.
Right, nobody was mad. We were happy.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is like people hated Gabe on the way out the door.
I don't think people hated Gabe. I think people just wanted to move on from Gabe.
Well,
like they didn't believe in him.
I think reasonable people thought that.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a 37-year Giants fan, I'm just going to sit the Kapler era out at Deep 00910.
Oh.
That may take 2 years.
Yeah, probably three.
How long? Does he last longer there, huh?
3-year contract.
Yeah, he had that here, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You're welcome to leave anytime, Gabe, at 4-putt bogey.
Any more?
I'd rather pick up someone else's dog poo at the local park at ASU Dillon.
Wow.
Oh, poor Gabe.
He'll win him over.
They seem excited.
Yeah, he'll win him over.
No, he won't. I'm a Gabe guy, but I like Gabe a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked that he got another job. I'm shocked. It took an organization like the Giants that are trying to run their baseball team from the general manager booth. Mm-hmm. That's really why he has
the
job.
Kind of like what the Phillies were doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. And then they'll realize that that doesn't work.
Right.
And then they'll hire a real manager. Meanwhile, we got Joe G.
You're damn right.
We got the real Joe G up in here.
Let's go to Coach Mike. Coach Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Coach Mike, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Good positive show today, right?
Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you. Yes.
There
yes.
you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Me.
So where I'm at is I think they're like 50-50. I think they got a 50-50 chance of winning the next two. I think they got a 50-50 chance of going to the playoffs. Where are you at, John? Are you like 70% or are you?
Well, 50-50? I know that the website 538 that's on the ESPN owns has the Eagles as 60%. Is it 60 or 62?
Okay.
60% chance of going to the playoffs with all the different things that they throw into the pot. So, I mean, if you're asking me for a percentage chance of what I think, I mean, I don't know, man. It's at least 50%. They're the same
That's
record
right,
as the
yeah.
Cowboys. They're playing the Cowboys at home.
Exactly. And I think Ike made the comment, like, and you agreed to it. If they win this weekend, it's going to go up in everybody's mind. I think the chances could have been a lot better if they'd have picked the players, but that's gone now. I agree with you. There could be Seahawks. I think they're going to struggle this weekend. And my concern is, and this is what Ike was talking about this too, it seems to me that when they lose, the finger gets pointed at Carson, and when they win, the credit goes to Doug. And I think it's unfair because I think the biggest problem they have right now is it's this three plays to get a first down every single time because they don't have any explosion plays. And if the guy's 3 out of 4 on conversions almost every drive, he's probably going to miss a third down, which is going to lead to a punt or a fourth down. That puts a lot of heat on that kid, and I think he's done great with it so far this year, and I don't think he's getting the credit.
Mm. All right, Coach Mike. Yeah, I mean,
I agree.
Poor Carson. I mean, he really, like, the criticism has been endless and excessive. I agree. Connor Barwin was speaking about it this morning on the morning show. I mean, I frankly.
Yeah, we've yet to hear that yet. It's funny how we brushed past that.
Well, I mean, Jet, we just forgot to get it that
I'm
segment.
Sure, I'm sure you two did.
Well, he really didn't. I mean, we could play. We have Baldy coming up. We can certainly play
it.
We
waited. I mean,
but you teased it
and didn't play it.
The notion that the criticism of Carson is excessive, and I mean it's laughable that there's a lot of criticism on him. There's not. I mean, your quarterback in the NFL, you're going to get criticized. He has gotten pretty much no criticism unless you're counting WIP callers or people on Twitter
or WIP host.
Like who?
Okay, so how can you say, then why do you keep saying there's no criticism on? You do realize we drive narratives
I'm
in this town.
I'm saying there's criticism, but it's not excessive.
If it's on every show and it's always being brought up, the biggest game of his life, it's always that. And like the last caller said, when a team wins, he doesn't necessarily get the credit. The narrative becomes, this is the formula for success. It's not through Carson Wentz, run the football. But then you want to throw out there, well, Carson Wentz has enough talent around and he should get this team to the playoffs. It is. Like, just embrace it. Some people have. Like Joe G, he embraces it.
Boo-hoo.
It's not boo-hoo. It's just
yeah,
that
it is.
No, you it's just that you got to be able to, I don't know, hear someone's opposite opinion of it without being sarcastic or without trying to demean them for having that point of view. Like, you go the opposite way. You came on calling everybody wimps and this and that and the other.
They are.
Like,
and they're negative. This town is way too negative on the Eagles right now.
Way too negative on the Eagles.
Yep.
So what should we all be saying? They're going to the playoffs?
No, they should be saying 5-4. Things are set up to where they have a nice, strong run. They can make the playoffs. That's what they should be saying. They shouldn't be saying that, the team's got no shot. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494.
You couldn't even go past 50-50.
I mean, for all the...
You couldn't go past 50-50 with your belief.
So what? What does that mean?
That means you don't have really that much conviction.
No,
that means you're on a fence, just like a lot of fans
are.
I am not on the fence. Yeah, it does, because if they lose Sunday, you're going to be feeling different. Just like if they win Sunday, hold on.
You're wrong.
No, I'm right. Just like that's what 50-50 means. You can be turned either way. So if they win, you're going to have a lot of fans go over to the positive side. And if they lose, those of you that claim to have so much faith, you won't be saying how much faith you have.
I will not be affected by the Patriots game. Either way, mark my words. 888-729-9494. Okay. You know who will be? You.
Yes.
You.
Yes, we
you,
all will be.
You. You.
You know the
That's
difference?
Just
We've
be affected.
Said it already. You're the one sitting here and saying that it wouldn't affect you.
I will not be affected
by
the Patriots
game. I've said 100 times that they win Sunday, I may feel differently. How many times does it need to be said?
Brian Baldinger's coming up in a couple minutes here. We'll discuss it with Baldy. Mark Cedriso, 94 WIP. But hey, we have breaking news. DraftKings has launched an online sportsbook created by sports fans for sports fans, and it's available in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting, and it's already America's top-rated sportsbook app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.